Welcome to Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sujatha. And nothing's off limits, and we keep it real.
We are back.
2026. This is the first time.
I know. Uh-huh. The first time we're recording.
Make sure everything's on. It's on. I did check. It was off, and I turned it on.
We had the most busiest December ever.
I think you had a much busier December than I did.
I had something almost every other day. Exhausting.
I think you had it until like beginning of January too. You were super busy. I don't think we saw each other.
Like maybe 3 weeks. It was insane.
Yeah.
And then ever since the first of the year, we went to Houston, the lake house, we went skiing. And then I had to go back to Houston because turns out my half marathon was a week before I thought it was. Normally it's MLK weekend.
Okay.
And this year, for some reason, it was the week before. And I found out the week before the race that it was that week.
Well, good thing you found out.
I know. I'm glad I paid attention. But next year, it will be on MLK weekend. So I don't know what happened. It messed a lot of people up. That's what I know.
Ah.
So I don't know
so
what
happened.
So
you got to spend one less day in Houston.
One less week training.
Would that have made a big difference?
Actually, it would have because I wanted to at least run the minimum miles that I ran last year for training. And okay. I had yet to do that. So that's why I was very nervous.
But you beat your time from last year.
I did.
And I
can't believe
you.
It. Yeah.
Did you hear my cheer?
I did not.
I said you're almost there. The wine's waiting or something.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That would have got me pumped.
I was watching you for a while.
It was fun. I mean, the Thursday before the Sunday of the race, I was able to run the miles that I did last time. And so that mentally, I was okay. Mm-hmm. But up until that point, I actually was a little like anxious about it because I hadn't done it. And I know we were traveling. And when we're at other places, it's very hard for me to run, especially mm-hmm. those long miles. And I try to run like 4 miles when we were in Steamboat. But the elevation there, it was really tough on me. Anyway, we did it. It's over. I feel really good. It was a lot of fun. But now I can relax because there's like nothing hanging over me that I like still had
like,
to do.
Yeah.
So I just felt really relaxed. The only thing that like kind of stressed me out or made me anxious on the way back was the damn Christmas stuff. Still up.
Yeah.
You know, and I was so exhausted that I was like, oh, I don't want to do that, but I don't want it there.
Yeah.
So
we're almost there.
Yeah. We pretty much packed it all.
Okay.
Now, and we just have to like put it up in the attic. But other than that, yeah, it was a really good holiday. We had our cousin's party. So that was great.
You'll have that yearly, right?
We have it yearly. It's an adult cousin's party. Mm-hmm. And we usually like play a lot of fun games. This year, my sister, we had a prank on the guys. We bought them dissolving swim trunks.
What?
Yes, but they don't feel like paper. They actually feel like you would, no one knew. They didn't know.
What does that mean?
Well, once you get in the pool or water, they start to disintegrate.
And then so you come out naked then?
It's partially, or like they're ripping. I mean, the longer it takes you to realize, the more it's going to disintegrate. So if you're the first one out, you don't have a lot of stuff showing. But if you're the last ones out, a lot of it is gone.
Did you get Chaz one?
Yeah, Chaz had one. All of them had one.
So did anybody get in the water?
Oh, they all did. I mean, we got a picture of them standing on the side of the pool.
What?
And then we got video of them jumping in the water.
Uh-huh.
And I think Chaz was like, what the fuck? And like they all started to look down and the girls were all in on it. We were cracking up. They had no idea. They had no idea.
So how'd you even get them to put them on?
Oh, because we were like, hey, we want to get a group picture of you guys. The pool is heated. Everything. My sister ordered them for all of them. My God, it was the funniest thing. And so I don't know. They're talking about how they're going to try to get us back. But I don't know what. I have no idea what would be able to top that.
That was it was very unique, and it was
epic.
Really good.
Yeah, it was like a lot of we saw a lot of things that, but it was so much fun.
Did anybody get like?
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
But they realized that, or they didn't realize that when they were getting, they already got out of the water.
Some of them did. Some of them hadn't.
Okay. That's what I
was,
okay.
Yeah. But it was quite a party.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, how was your holidays?
It was good. It was very, laid back. We went to my mom's house for Christmas. We always go to church to Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. We just kind of chilled and so it wasn't as, you know, like yours. It wasn't as, what do you call it?
Like crazy.
Crazy or anything like that. We played games at my mom's house and everything, but it was chill. I actually enjoyed it.
That's great. That's,
like, you don't get that. So a lot of family time. Mm-hmm. So the kids had some downtime, so it was nice. I think that's when they thought about going skiing, and I'm like, let me message Jacqueline and ask her.
Yeah, well, the thing about skiing,
because they brought it up out of nowhere.
Yeah, well, the thing about skiing, I mean, I didn't grow up skiing.
Well, neither have I, and I've never gone skiing.
And I'm just gonna be completely honest with you, like, Chaz's family's been going to Steamboat for a long time, forever, years and years. He started skiing when he was like 2 or 3, so there is not a lot of diversity there. It's just a bunch of white people.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did they just choose Steamboat? Is it special there?
No, I'm just saying any place you go skiing, Vail, Aspen, like, it's going to be not a lot of diversity there, because let's just be honest, like, Mexicans don't go skiing.
Yeah, neither do.
Oh, weren't a lot of black people there.
Yeah.
I did see some Indian people. Not okay. A lot either. I mean, I'm talking about, like, it's very slim.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's just, like, not what we do for recreational vacations.
No.
First of all, it's a ton of money. You're in the cold. We're not built for cold.
Mm-hmm.
You wake up ass early. You drag all your shit everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of work. As you get older, you start realizing, like, how you can hurt yourself.
Yeah. I do hear so a lot of horror stories about that.
I tried to learn skiing and then didn't work out. I tried to learn snowboarding. I thought I broke a hip. And so then I was like, you know what? Why am I trying to beat myself up on something that, even if I start getting the hang of it and don't mind it, mm-hmm. I'm still going to be by myself, because they're so much better than me. So I'd rather be by myself at a bar or shopping or going to the spa or, like, not being in the cold. But it's just so expensive. And then the packing is awful. If you forget a glove, you got to buy like a $90 set of gloves. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything is so expensive. Goggles, your goggles, like $80. A helmet, $150. Your jacket, like all rent it. A damn ski lift. For me to go up the gondola to have lunch with them for one day. They sell it as like a day ticket, like unlimited rides. Uh-huh. But we just wanted to go up there one time. $45 to go up and then $35 for Breslin. So we paid $80 just to go up and have lunch with them for one day. And that was just like ride and then ride down. It's so expensive.
Oh my gosh.
And so packing for it really gives me anxiety.
I have no idea. Like, I'm lost.
Yeah.
I have no idea what to pack. Like, I didn't know you were like, some, like, you have to wear layers and something mm-hmm. on top of it.
I mean, it's just a lot of stuff. And then if you want to, like, have dinner, you got to have other clothes to change. It's just a lot of things. And all mm-hmm. the things take up so much space. Okay. So for me, I'm always a beach person. You don't have to pack a lot.
Yeah.
You don't have to get up early. You don't have to drag all your stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's just.
But do the kids enjoy it?
Yeah, yeah, Breslin was able to do it. They have an adaptive ski area there that they take them. It's almost like a sled that they strap them on, and they have a guide in the back of them just taking them down. So she loves it. The only thing this year was that the day that we had her booked to do it, it was snowing, and it was like the visibility was not that great. And, you know, I was hoping it was sunny. Like, the next day it was really sunny.
Mm-hmm.
You could see everything, but you just can't plan for those things.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, the kids love it. I'm sure your kids would enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
It's just really expensive. I think you could probably go to like Europe
for the amount of money
that you're going to spend
going there. Mm-hmm. None of us have gone skiing at all.
So then you would do ski schools, like lessons, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and that also. Bye, buddy. Good night. That also is a ton of money, too.
Good
It's just like everything, because there's no way you'd go up there without even knowing what to do. You would have to get lessons, yeah, all
so,
of you guys.
So y'all don't do ski school because everybody knows?
Donovan, this is his first year, I think, not doing ski school.
Okay.
But Laurel does go. Okay. So your kids would, all of you guys would definitely.
So I was talking to somebody else and they said, yeah, definitely the adults. We're going to go to adult school.
Oh yeah, I mean ski ski lessons, group ski lessons. There's tons of adults there.
Oh, I will definitely do that. I hear horror stories, and I know some of my friends have actually gone into some like bad accidents and come back with like a whole face, you know. Luckily he didn't get anything worse, but
one of our neighbors, right? Like he like broke his leg or something. Remember?
Yes.
And he was out for 3 months.
Yeah.
See, that's what I don't want. If that happens to Chaz, I'm like, no more fucking skiing, because like I cannot have you out of commission and not help the kids for 3 months. That'd be no.
Well, I didn't even think about that. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna find a slope that's not too steep. I don't know. But I think I'm gonna try it and see how it goes 1 year. And I'll pray really hard that nobody gets hurt.
So let's talk about our topic today. So
yeah.
I'm sure you guys have heard Ashley Tisdale put out an essay about a toxic mom group that she used to be part of. She didn't name names, but we all assume that it is Hillary Duff, mm-hmm. Mandy Moore, Meghan Trainor, and just some other people. But those are like the big names in the group. And I thought it was interesting because I feel like that is big part of us navigating friendships as we get older, mm-hmm. And the different chapters in our lives. So you all have the friends who you partied in college with, mm-hmm. and then you have your work friends, and then you have your young professional friends. When you get married, you have your couple friends, but then things start changing when people have kids. And I'm not saying it needs to change, but
it's just it's a natural
process. You're going through different life changes and stuff things. You guys may not understand and be on the same page, but I think she realized whatever she wasn't enjoying, mm-hmm. that it wasn't good for her mentally, and she wasn't enjoying the mom group. She felt singled out. She felt left out. How she described it, it was very high school, and she made the conscious decision to just remove herself from that.
That's smart, but I guess my thing is, what were they doing?
Like, I think that they were just not including her in some things, and she just felt like left out a lot. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that it's something that they were doing on purpose. Let's just say we're going to a club. Mm-hmm. You may not think to invite the person with a baby because you may think they're not going to go anyway, but they could, you know, they could have a sitter or something. Yeah. I think just leaving them out in general,
or just assuming that they don't want to go,
exactly.
Like, don't make the decision for
exactly.
them.
And so,
but even if you know the answer is going to be no, probably you still want to be invited.
Right. I think that's the right way to go. Unless if she was like completely saying no, then I think in general, I think if any friend that we have,
yeah,
always turns down and declines invitations, then you get to a certain point where you don't invite them anymore.
Right.
But I don't know. Was there a time that you had to like break up with friends or let friends go if they were being catty all the time, or you feel like they were being fake and disingenuous? You remove yourself from that if that bothers you.
I have definitely removed myself from friends from childhood, honestly. I was close to a few of my childhood friends, and then they said some stuff when we were in college, and you just think back and you're like, did I not ever know them fully? They don't really care for you. But I have had those situations where I've had to back away a little bit and separate. I'm like, we'll talk when we see each other. We'll talk here and there on like Instagram or social media. But I did have to pull myself away from people.
Did you think that changed even more when you had kids?
So I'd say after kids, I just pick and choose who I want to. And I think we both can kind of tell, right?
Yeah.
Like who are groups on, who aren't.
Yeah.
They show their true colors very quickly.
Yeah. I think more so now we can tell.
Yes.
And before, I think like in your late 20s, early 30s, that you still are trying to find your friend group because it's such a transitional period, mm-hmm. right? Your kids are either like at home or they go to a different daycare or they go to a different mm-hmm. elementary school. So you're constantly getting introduced to these different circles and friends, and you move into a different neighborhood and it's like another set of people. But you're still not really weeding people out at that point because yes. you still care
yes.
what people think about you and you're still trying to please people.
Yeah, I definitely. And plus, like at that age, you're just super busy with your life too. Like,
I think a lot of those group moms exist. However, we luckily mm-hmm. are not part of a group that is toxic. And I think we have, and I wouldn't say the word toxic, but I see friend groups that we would not want to be a part of because we think that it seems all fake. Even from how we see it outside, it seems like a bunch of fakery and yeah. judginess and very catty within that group.
Yes.
And that's from us just observing, you know, and I'm just so grateful that we have who we have in our mom tribe and we don't really have those and we can weed those out and we don't need to be a part of anything so badly that we put up with something like that.
Absolutely. I mean, we've said this over and over and over, right? Like our time is very valuable. Honestly, you gotta just, you want to hang out with these friends. And when you hang out with these friends, you want to feel comfortable. You want to feel like you're wanted. Mm-hmm. You're just, you know, there's a feeling you get. You don't have to you don't have to say anything. You know automatically when you go into a group or you talk to some people how you feel.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, nothing has to be said, but you know how you feel. Like, so it's very, I don't know. It's very apparent.
If you have a friend group or a mom group that you don't feel completely comfortable with, or there's just, you know, you can't trust everyone in the group, or you feel that like you're being judged, that is not your mom tribe. That is not your group.
Absolutely.
Because you should be able to feel vulnerable. You should be able to feel that you are accepted and included. You should be able to talk about anything you want and not feel like you're going to be judged for it. Mm-hmm. Even if they don't understand, at least they can try to just be there for you. Regardless if they're in your same life phase as you are. A lot of my friends aren't married. A lot of my friends don't have kids. Mm-hmm. But we hang out all the time and they're still there. They may not understand exactly where I'm coming from, but mm-hmm. they understand. I mean, all the sadness, all the feelings, all the anxious, all the stress, those things you feel no matter what.
Right.
Yeah. You can understand that. You can be a friend regardless if you don't have to have the same, like, we have fourth grade mom, sixth grade mom. Like, that is all great. But at the very end of the day, it's who you really get along with.
Yeah.
Whoever you feel like you could leave your kids with, whoever you feel like is going to be there when you really need them, that's your mom tribe.
For sure. It's an instant like feeling that you get, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And you want to be around that person. You know, with our busy schedule, you want to hang out with those girlfriends. Mm-hmm. You miss them when you don't see them that long. That's a sign to me, yeah. right?
And you make an effort.
You make a time.
You just said, hey, do this on Valentine's Day. Like that is making an effort.
Yes.
You have to make an effort.
But I want to hang out. Like truly, I'd rather just stay at home. But like, yeah. I want to hang out with our girls, and I think we've got a great group. Like mm-hmm. we all care about each other. I have met some moms. I really, really thought they like had a tight group. But if you individually talk to them, they talk about each other.
Yeah, that is something I just don't understand.
I remember feeling so like anxious and uncomfortable because I was like, wait. And in my mind, I'm thinking, wait, is she really saying all this? And then another time I'd meet the other mom, like, what is going on? Like, nobody is honest. Like, oh my gosh, no one's real. Everyone's super fake.
I would really hate that, though. I felt so sad. I would feel so sad. But How do they not recognize it though, too?
They're all doing it. There's like a group of like six or seven moms and they're all doing it. Yeah. And guess what? Their kids the same way.
I think their you do kids- learn. I think you do pick up loyalty from how you see your parents act.
Yes.
And how good of a friend, you know, because that is one thing I think we teach our kids a lot about is being a good friend. It may be too early, but I like to tell Donovan from the get-go, like, or Laurel, like, if someone's being mean to her, then, like, walk away. You don't need to be friends with them. Right. If they're being mean to you or saying mean things to you, you do not need them as a friend.
Right.
I don't think you're too young to ever learn that or try to get that message across.
Right.
But, yeah, I feel like, again, so grateful that we don't have to deal with that. But I really give props to Ashley Tisdale for recognizing that, and whatever toll it was taking her, she removed herself from that situation. Mm-hmm. But the other thing to that, like I told you, mm-hmm. Hillary Duff's husband came out and made fun of her by putting out his own cover mimicking her and calling her out specifically when, first of all, she did it with class. She didn't name any names. I think everyone figured it out because of who she had been hanging with before.
Right.
All the moms in her pictures were kind of consistent. And so we're like, oh, it must be this person, this person. He definitely called her out, said stuff about her, which my next point is, is it ever a good time for husbands to get involved in their wife's drama? I have a strong opinion. I'm just asking.
I think that honestly, if it's me and it's between me and my friend, it needs to stay between me and my friend. Bless you.
Sorry. Excuse me.
Bless you. It needs to stay between me and my friend that mm-hmm. we're having that. I don't think my husband needs to be involved unless I ask him to be involved.
Yeah.
But like, I think I can take care of myself by myself. Of course, he's going to support me. But honestly, we girls handle things a lot differently than mm-hmm. guys do. I know for a fact that Bob does not like to get involved mm-hmm. or he doesn't say anything or want to do any of that. So I think that's good. I think it's going to be between me and that person. That's how I like it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
I agree with that. First of all, I think you can tell your husband anything you want in regards to that. Like, I do know that whenever we hang out as like you and your girlfriends, there are some things and you don't even need to say, you shouldn't have to say, oh my gosh, don't tell your husbands. There are some things you can say and there's some things you know you shouldn't repeat because it's completely girl code. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Your husband doesn't need to know everything. And if we knew you were telling your husband everything, you'd be out.
Right.
We would not feel comfortable telling you that.
The thing is, like, your husband probably doesn't even care about.
Right.
Like, why would he even want to know what we
do? But he shouldn't know. Like, it's also, like, embarrassing if I told Chaz everything you told me.
Right.
And you knew that. You know, that's not okay. And you should know, as a girlfriend, what is something you can say and something you can say. However, you can tell them and they can be able to have your back. They should be able to give you some advice, mm-hmm. but in no way should they take it upon themselves or with your urging to feel like they should be getting at your friend too.
Right.
I think that's crossing a big line that, to me, all I can say is a fucking like pussy. Why are you getting involved?
Yes.
In women's shit, your wife's business.
Yep.
Why would your wife want you to get that? To me, that's like a big turnoff.
Right.
It's very catty coming and like you have no business. That's like telling a girl off. Like you have no business mm-hmm. doing that. I think I would be super embarrassed.
I think it's just weird that
it's low. He has nothing better to do. Like you have nothing better to do mm-hmm. but to stoop to such a level where you're making fun of your wife's like ex-friend.
Yeah. I think we should be more mature and just move on.
I think so. And let them figure it out. Yeah. Like let them figure it out. I also do really strongly feel like if you have a problem with another girl mm-hmm. and we have told our husbands about it. Mm-hmm. I think that they should be able, I would still expect Chaz to say hi to that person.
Yes.
To be cordial to that person. My business with this person has nothing to do with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. The husband should be able to still talk and hang out.
Yeah.
Okay. And this should not take a toll on the kids either. The kids should not hear anything about that.
Yes. And vice versa too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's such a bully mentality if like the family gets involved and starts shunning you mm-hmm. or the kid like that. That's to me is just like then I don't want anything to do with you.
I think there's insecurity maybe when I think about that because I do know some families that like stick together and like you'll see the kids and the husband and wives. But I think that there's some major insecurity there.
I think that that's just weird stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that that is just so odd, so strange. Very immature. We're all grown-ups here. What problem could there be that is so rooted that the whole family like just shuns somebody? I mean, I guess at our age, like what is there? Mm-hmm. Like what? You didn't like, bring cookies to the fucking
That's what I'm saying. Like,
Christmas party that you were supposed to.
Is that worth my time? Or if I see.
You forgot the snacks at a fucking game. Like, I don't understand, like, what can be so problematic that, you know, you have a problem that you can't solve that at our age, if it was really a friend, you could just talk to them. Talk it out.
Right.
You know, if you have a problem with somebody and it's meaningful for you, just say, hey, talk about it and then move on.
Yes, absolutely.
But just to kind of see that, and we've both had friends mm-hmm. do that, and then the husbands got involved, which, and the other thing is a husband calling a husband to try to like help them figure that shit out, that is like, no.
Like, what are they going to do?
No.
What are they going to say?
You know, that's like two parents mm-hmm. talking about their kids, like, hey, our wives have problems with each other.
Yeah.
What are we, like, that is like, none of your damn business. Each of them do know, mm-hmm. but that's their wife's problems right. and business.
Yeah.
And no, I don't know if it's urging from the wife, which would be weird. But if my husband tried to do that on his own, I'd be really fucking pissed. That's not helpful.
No, it's not. And I think it just, I don't know. I think it's just, I think we're all grown adults that we don't need to do that.
Yeah.
We don't need to be like, oh, making sure you mess with my wife. And look, I'm going to make sure I think we're just grown adults.
I think there comes a time where it's completely natural for you to stop being friends with someone.
I've done that.
I've done that too.
And when I see that person, I'll still say hi.
Yeah.
And just be cordial with them. But like, if it didn't work out, it didn't work out. And we just parted ways. But doesn't mean like we're still human. Just say hi or smile if you see each other. Don't make it a point to like ignore that person.
Yeah.
And look that way.
So. Like, I won't make anyone feel uncomfortable, but there are people that I do know that I have in my life that I have to see sometimes mm-hmm. and we are not friends, and I know that mm-hmm. and they probably do know that, and I'll be cordial, but I'm not gonna have like a conversation with them
mm-hmm. right,
you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I won't make anyone else feel uncomfortable about it,
right?
But that comes with maturity. That's just life in general. You're not gonna like everyone you hang out with. You're not gonna like everyone at the party, but you just have to learn to look past it mm-hmm. and not make it a big deal for anyone else, and not make anyone else feel like they have to choose a side or anything. And to that point, okay, we're all adults. I don't like it when people try to make you guys make up, you know?
Yeah.
Just like, okay, it, whatever happened. I don't need people in my life like that. And we're good. I realize that like not being their friend didn't take anything away from me.
Right.
So it is what it is. We don't need to be friends. We're cordial. We don't need to be friends. Yes. We don't need to like kiss and make up all the time. We're fucking almost 45 years old.
Yeah.
You know, I think we can choose who our friends are mm-hmm. on our own.
Yeah.
Even if you've been friends for like, I don't know, 20 years.
Yeah.
It's natural for you to just like not be so close and not be friends anymore.
I absolutely agree with that. And I sometimes I question that, but it's just like, it falls apart. I have a friend that we were friends for many, many years, and things have happened in her life, and she's just kind of like, kind of slowed down and kind of distanced herself. I can't help that. She's just in a different place, in a different, you know, chapter in her life. Mm-hmm. And so it just doesn't go along with mine, and we're fine. And now we see each other once in a while, and it's like we play catch up and it's back to normal, but we don't hang out like we used to, but yeah, you know, all the time. So I used to do that, like questioning, like, oh, well, what's going on? What happened? But you can't, we're all adults. Oh, yeah, we, it's not us, it's them.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes it's,
but no, like when it they is us. No, it is when we are the one who makes that choice to distance. Like, I know my thing, but when they have just kind of like distanced themselves, I'm like, oh, well, what is it? Did I do something wrong or didn't? But you have to question it. So I'm like, oh, I'm not going to blame myself, but they want to distance themselves. So,
yeah. And I think it's very different again at our age that when you lose trust in someone, you can't like,
no, but you know
you
what?
You can't trust that person anymore. You just are cordial, but you know, like you just can't trust them.
Yes. And honestly, I don't care.
I don't care.
I have been a very, very caring person that I cared about how they feel and this. I don't care anymore. I don't care. You like me.
Yeah.
Great. If you don't like me, that's great. Yeah. I don't care.
And I think that's
and
why
I love it.
And I think that's why it's so easy for us. Like you said, we like friendship. We like friends. But if you do something to like lose my trust, mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit there and try to figure out a way for us to overcome that. There are so many good people that we surround ourselves that are completely trustworthy, that have our back. You can also make friends at 40. You can make friends at any point in your life. There are some friends that we've made in the past year, in the mm-hmm. past 5 years, that we've had for like 20 years. And I would say I've hit a point in all of my friendships where like no one is kind of like a better friend than the other, because we're such open books that mm-hmm. everyone knows everything about. Well, like I'm speaking for myself. To get to that level, you have to be vulnerable. And that's why I like people who have had trauma mm-hmm. or something, because talking about those things mm-hmm. brings you closer. That's how you know you can trust people. That's how you know you can feel comfortable about people, that they make you feel comfortable enough to share those things because they are sharing those things with you. Right. That's how you build trust. That's how you build a deeper level of friendship. That's why it's so important for you to find people who you're comfortable with. And again, good for Ashley. If I was in her position, I would have removed myself too. And there's nothing wrong with that. Good for her. Whatever is going to mentally mm-hmm. make you happy and not bring you down. You can't have friends who are going to bring you down.
Absolutely. And I think, have you had friends that bring you down?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I've also had friends, and I'm like, just feels good when they're not there. And you don't have to deal with them. When I was in college and high school, I knew I had like a good intuition. And I know we could talk about that. But I always knew in the back of my mind how they were. But I would still remain friends because it was like a group.
Oh, for sure.
You know, but I'm like in my back of my mind, I'm like, I would never trust her. I would never say this. But we're just a group. But once I was able to disconnect from those friends or that girl or whatever, felt so good. Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
But I have like, a story exactly like that.
You do?
Yeah, exactly like that I felt I never could trust that person. Mm-hmm. And I always felt that person had something against me. Mm-hmm. And then true colors always come out. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
One night, a little bit of drinking, mm-hmm. some true colors came out. And you know what? That was my confirmation. And yeah, I knew it. That's what I always had a hunch, and that confirmed it. And so I was just like, you know what?
Did you purposely get her drunk? And so we
no, no, I did not. That was it.
She just filled it all.
She singled me out when other people were there.
I think I know. Okay.
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, you know what? Easy decision. And I don't miss it. I mean, like I said, when we get together, I make everyone feel fine. And there are people too, like you've had them since college, but if you met today, there is nothing that you guys have in common. If I met her today, there was nothing we would have
right.
in common.
Right.
But so it was, whatever. It's fine.
Mine was always based on jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
Jealous. Like, it was always jealousy. And actually, you met her.
Oh.
Yeah, you've met her. But it was, I'm just going to say it quick, and I know we got to end this, but like, there was one time, well, it was only my boyfriend before Bob was. So we had broken up, and I remember I was so hurt when it all happened, and I was crying, and she had come over. I thought she was coming over to comfort me.
What'd she do?
She asked me if she can be with him.
Oh, and if she could start dating him?
No, if she can just, you know, sleep with him.
What?
Mm-hmm. I still remember.
Oh my gosh.
Clearly. And I'm like,
wow.
You didn't come here to comfort me. I'm here crying, but you came to just ask
that
question.
That's not a friend at all.
That's my child.
You can't even hide that. She didn't even try to fake it.
No, she didn't.
Wow. That's some balls. Yep. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I still remember that.
Okay. But let's just be honest. What if she hadn't asked? And she just did it. What would you be more mad at? I mean, either way, you're like, thing is fucked up.
Yeah,
but like, if you thought she was your friend and you just found out she slept with him?
Yeah, it'd be...
I think both are fucked up.
To me, it's not like, oh... To me, it's like, wow, you didn't even... I'm upset because she didn't even come there to comfort me.
Yeah.
She's my friend from childhood.
She could sleep with him.
And she just asked that question, but just wait. Comfort me first and then ask me like after a couple of days.
Well, she was apparently such a hoe anyway.
She was. She was.
Oh, fuck that bitch.
I know.
Okay, so what I wanted to do is this year we're going to start interviewing more people, but also we're going to start taking questions.
Yes.
If you want to send us a question about anything, about relationships, about friendships, about parenting, about children, special needs, interfaith marriages or interracial marriages, mm-hmm. feel free to DM us on our Instagram at Authentically Moms. Or
said that in a long time.
Send us an email at authenticallymoms@gmail.com and we will be happy to read them on here on our podcast and give you our honest opinion. You know, we don't hold out anything. We're completely honest and authentic, and we'll give you the real deal.
Yes.
So rate us and review us wherever you're listening to this. Make sure you keep telling all your friends, and we will see you next time. And in the meantime, you do you, boo.
All right. Bye.
Bye.